Welcome to this deep dive. Today we're tackling one of the biggest challenges in AI governance right now, the responsibility gap. We're talking about that slippage, where a powerful algorithm makes a catastrophic decision and the institution just washes its hands of it.
And says, quote, "The AI did it."
Exactly.
And our sources, they define this really well. The core issue is the fundamental binary nature of code, the one or the zero. It forces AI to round up ambiguity into certainty.
And that obscures all the doubt.
It obscures the doubt, and that's the fracture that lets everyone off the hook.
So our mission today is to unpack a proposed fix for this. It's called ternary moral logic, or TML. It's this wild idea to use Ethereum to build a settlement layer for conscience.
That's a great way to put it.
Okay, so let's unpack this. If traditional code is yes or no, one or zero, TML adds a third option. What is this middle state?
That's the innovation. It's what they call the sacred zero. So if you imagine the decision space is negative one to positive one, the zero is the key.
And it's not an error message.
No, absolutely not. It's a mandatory pause. The official name from the creator Lev Kukasian is the epistemic hold.
So if the AI detects genuine ambiguity, it has to pull the emergency brake.
It has to. The doubt itself is preserved as critical data. And to enforce it, the architecture has something called a dual-lane latency architecture.
Which basically just means.
It means speed can't override safety. It's a constitutional mandate for the system to hesitate.
Okay, that makes sense philosophically, but technically, how does Ethereum get involved? I mean, you're not running the whole AI on the blockchain, are you?
No, God, no. That would be wildly inefficient. TML just designates Ethereum as the constitutional court, not the computer.
The court, not the computer. I like that.
The off-chain AI, before it acts, has to submit cryptographic proof of its due process, basically the hash of its moral trace log to an on-chain smart contract.
The ITM
Like,
enforcer.
that's the one. It's a no log, no action interlock.
And what happens if that log triggers state zero, the pause?
That's the elegant part. The contract immediately emits what's called the lantern signal.
So it turns the machine's internal doubt into a public, verifiable event.
Precisely. The hesitation is no longer hidden inside the black box. It's out there for everyone to see.
Which brings us to accountability. How does this stop God mode? An administrator just overriding the system and hiding the doubt.
Well, it's designed to mathematically reject that. Once the lantern signal is out for a decision hash, that decision is cryptographically locked. No admin key can force it to a plus one.
So the creators can't just delete the evidence.
They literally can't hide the fact that the machine wasn't sure. It's not a procedural checklist anymore. It's a hard architectural constraint.
So this sacred zero is basically the programmatic version of the human oversight requirement in the EU AI Act.
Exactly. It shifts compliance from, trust us, we checked a box to go verify this on chain.
But how secure is that log? If it's the evidence, it has to be permanent.
It relies on something called the hybrid shield. The logs are anchored to two chains simultaneously, Bitcoin for its proof of work finality.
The ultimate source of truth.
Right, and Ethereum as the execution anchor. To erase history, you'd need to successfully 51% attack both chains at the same time.
Which is economically just not feasible.
It's designed to be prohibitively expensive.
So at the end of the day, TML gives the machine both a permission and really the mandate to say, I don't know.
It redefines the machine. It's not a definitive moral judge anymore. It's a collaborator that forces deliberation and enhances human judgment.
Which leaves us with a final thought for you to mull over. If this lantern signal broadcasts every moment of hesitation publicly, what happens to public trust or the stock price of a financial AI that is constantly signaling its doubt? Something to think about as the era of the glass box begins.